Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hey guys, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so glad to be with you guys on this 2020. This is actually the first podcast of 2020, and I am excited for what God is going to do in the lives of people throughout this year. But it's so key and so important for us to prepare how to receive the promises of God. 2020 is an incredible year, and I think a lot of people are expecting great things from God. I believe that a lot of people are feeling an expectation. We're coming out of a 2019, and as we entered into 2020, I think all of us are experiencing this sense of excitement. We don't really quite know what, but as we enter into this new era, this new next decade, this next 10 years, it's so key for us to really know how to be prepared and how to receive. How do we attain the promises of God? 2020 is a year God spoke to me, a year of justice, a year to conquer, a year to advance, a year where there will be no more shame, but a year of double for all your shame, where there's no more discouragement, no more pain, no more heartache. There's a lot of promises that God has given us for 2020. It's a year of recompense. It's a year of breakthrough for a lot of people. Where opposition perhaps has tried to stop you from moving forward, this is actually a key year for you to really advance. It's a year where people are not going to settle for anything less than the promises of God. It's a year of recompense, a year of redemption, a year of a lot of breakthroughs. So I am excited. It is a year where everything begins to change. And so how do we get to those promises of God? And I think I'm going to come to you in these podcasts and really teach people how to get to the promises. Just because we have a new year does not mean that the promises of God are automatic. Every promise of God is actually conditional. And what that means is whenever you read the scriptures, there's always an if and then. So if we do such and such, then God will do his responsibility. So I want to come to you today because I think before we even get to any of the promises of God, we need to know what we're going to face and how to avoid a lot of the things that may try to come even at the first month of the year. Listen, the promises of God stand. Nobody can stop the promises of God from coming to pass. But I think that we can. And so one of the things that we have to understand is, how do I get to the promised land? So I'll be doing a series of messages, and you can check that out on my YouTube channel, and you can download. Make sure you hit the bell because I'll be doing a lot of teaching on that. But I want to come to you today on how to stay focused in Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, fixing our attention on Jesus. So the Bible tells me where to fix my attention. Fixing my attention on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who in view of the joy set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what it's saying is that God, he's asking us to fix our eyes on Jesus. So he tells me where to put my eyes. My eyes are supposed to be on Jesus. So if I'm going to get to the promised land, there are certain things that are required of me and of you to be able to attain that. Here Jesus says, it says that in view of the joy set before him. In other words, when he endured the cross, he had joy set before him. He was looking at what was going to come. That's why he was able to go and endure the cross. He was able to endure the scorn and the shame, the ridicule, the persecution, and all that Jesus had to go through to save you and I, because there was a joy set before him. So I want to start out by saying that there's a joy set before you. There is a lot of promises from God. There's a promised land that's waiting for you. There's breakthroughs that are waiting for you in this next era. There are a lot of promises from God that are yes and amen. There is a lot of justice that God is going to bring forth in this next 10 years. And so your job is to set your eyes, fix your eyes on Jesus. Now, there are a lot of things that can cause us to not fix our eyes on Jesus. So one of the things that can happen in our lives is distraction. When we are distracted, it can cause us to really divert. It can cause us to really come out from the places that God originally intended us, or the path, for that matter, that God had already set before us. Now, let me just start out by saying this. Don't let the noise of this world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. There's going to be a lot of noise from the place of right now to the promises of God. You cannot allow distractions or the noise of anything in the world to get you off course. It's so dangerous to be distracted. The Bible tells me where to put my eyes. My eyes have to be on God. It is extremely dangerous. I cannot stress that enough in this podcast. It is extremely dangerous for you to be distracted. When you are distracted, it can lead you in the wrong way. So all these promises that God has set before you, all the wonderful promises to conquer a promised land, the year of advancement, all that is set before you. So it's so dangerous for you to begin to get distracted, because when you get distracted, you start to go in a wrong direction. When you start to get distracted, you start to either sin, or it leads you into unnecessary trials, missed opportunities, missed blessings from God. So I'm coming to you because let me explain something to you. I love deliverance. I believe that that's one thing that Jesus came to do. One of the things is to deliver us. But one of the things that the spirit of Python comes to do is it comes to deceive, to divert, and to distract. That's one of the spirit, the manifestations of the spirit of the Python. And so it wants to pull you away. So one of the things that you have to always be conscious of is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, the enemy doesn't want you to attain the promises of God. In the promised land, the Bible says in the Old Testament that there were giants in the land. And although God had already given them the promises, there were giants that were living in the land. There are going to be giants that we are going to face. Just because there are a lot of promises to 2020 does not mean that we are not going to conquer. Quite the contrary. When God gives you a fulfillment and God gives you a promise, there are giants that we are going to have to fight, which requires of you and I a lot of strength. It's going to require you and I to be very focused. So one of the things, and I'm going to come to you in part one and part two, and today I'm going to give you one. One of the spirits that, or one of the ways that the enemy comes to distract you in, is with emotional distraction. One of the things that you have to watch out for, there are three kinds of distractions. Part two will be next Monday. But one of them is emotional distraction. Anything in your life that is pulling you away from intimacy with Jesus is a distraction from the enemy. Any kind of distraction, emotional. Now, we have all kinds of emotions. We have a soul, a mind, a will, and emotions. And sometimes when we are walking towards our promise, a lot of emotions can rise. And when we put our eyes off of the promise, off of Jesus, our emotions can really take over. And so anger, frustration, all kinds of, discouragement. But they said it was 2020, the year of, you know, impossibilities, of breakthroughs. Yes, but that doesn't mean we're not going to face certain things. We're gonna face trials. Listen, a new year doesn't mean no problems. A new year doesn't mean that there is absolutely no difficulties. That is absolutely false. So I don't want to give you some false expectation. 2020 is going to have problems. 2020 is going to have difficult situations. But this year, you have to handle it different because of the promises of God that are going to be released over your life. And so when you face a difficulty, one of the strategies of the spirit of Python is to get you emotionally distracted. And so whatever the situation is in your life that you will face throughout the year, you have to get your emotions off of it. You have to put your eyes on Jesus. Put your eyes on the Word of God. If there has ever been a time, your prayer life has got to be solid. You have to be solid in your prayer life. You have to be solid in your intimacy with God, because any form of distraction will cause emotional bondage. When your eyes are no longer on the Word of God, when your eyes are not in prayer, when your eyes are distracted and you're looking now through a lens of fear, through the lens of doubt, through the lens of unbelief, through the lens of discouragement, or through the lens of anything that's going on in your life right now, that cannot move you, because the spirit of Python is so crafty, and it will use any opportunity when you are distracted to come for the kill and to distract you emotionally. And so when you used to have faith, regardless and despite of anything that is around you, regardless of the darkness that is in the world, what the enemy and the spirit of Python will do is it will come in to try to get you to focus on what you're not supposed to be focusing on. Listen, get your eyes off that stuff. We are getting ready to start a 21-day fast, January the 7th, and I am encouraging everybody to join that fast with me. When we fast, we're going to give God an opportunity to really, for us to go in such a depth in intimacy with God. I want you to join me for a 21-day fast. We have the calendars up. Every day we are going to be praying for a specific thing because we need to be a focused people. This 2020, we have to have our eyes very clear. We cannot have spiritual myopia. We cannot have any kind of, distorted vision. We have to have clear vision. So I want to encourage you today, do not allow the enemy to come and distract you emotionally. How that emotional distraction will come in your life is by you getting your eyes off the Word of God, getting your eyes off of prayer. That's how the distraction is going to come. Listen, if you've got to get your eyes on something right now, it's the Word of God. That has got to be your map. That has got to be your source. That has got to be your lifeline. That has got to be the thing that you revert to in every circumstance. So no matter what you see, listen, darkness is going to get darker. It's not going to get brighter. It's going to get darker. But the light is going to shine brighter on us. The Bible says that just like wickedness is going to increase, its grace will increase that much more. So there is a grace upon those that will seek the face of God. Now, we have to be very focused people. You have to not get distracted with what happened, which leads me to say this. You're going to have to be free from the defeat of 2019. If there was defeat and you feel defeated, you're going to have to get free and you're going to have to get delivered because that you cannot take into 2020 with you. The enemy will use the defeat of last season to be able to mess with your emotions and distract you. So now when you're supposed to walk by faith, you are walking by frustration, discouragement, etc., etc. Do not get frustrated. Take small steps. Write down your vision. Write down the goals for the next 10 years. Do not get distracted by what you feel. That is just an emotion. Emotions are fickle. They change. One day you can feel a certain thing. But listen to me, the Word of God stands and is true and stands forever. Prophecies will cease, the Bible says, but His Word will last forever. Stand on the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Get into intimacy with God. And it is there that God will set you free of all distracted emotions. And I guarantee you, listen, you will enter the promises of God. Joshua had an opportunity to be emotionally distracted because he saw the giants. He saw the giants. Caleb saw the giants. Yet despite what they saw, they did not let fear govern them. Despite what you see this year, you cannot allow emotional distraction to come and keep you from attaining the promises of God. So I want to encourage you today, as you listen to part one and part two, I want you to really take a journal and do not allow any of those emotions to distract you. Write down the promises of God for you for this year. The vision, write it down. Write down the prophetic word. Go and listen to my YouTube channel. There you can see and hear the prophetic word for 2020. Do not get your eyes off of Jesus. He's the one you are to look at, not man. You are to look at Jesus. Forget what so-and-so is doing. Forget what person, whoever did to you. Let it go. Do not put your eyes on man. Put your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and he's the finisher of your faith. I'm going to pray for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that if there's any bondage to your emotions right now, I pray that you be free in the mighty name of Jesus and that the presence of God begin to invade and begin to saturate you right there where you're at. And that any form of any kind of bondage that maybe mentally or emotionally that took a hold of you right now, I bind that. And I destroy it and I order it to leave your mind. I command you to be mentally, solid, mentally whole. I command right now your emotions to be in perfect alignment to the will of God. I command that those emotions be free. I command your soul to be free right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every viewer and I pray for every listener. And I declare and decree, Father, that this is their year of advancement, that this is their year of breakthrough, that they will not handle it the same as they did 2019. But Father, in Jesus' name, set them free emotionally, God, so that they can walk into their promised land, God, whole, complete, and lacking nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I will see you guys part two next week. Until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.